Isn't that a nice way to spend your Friday afternoon on Drive here with T? And I'm swinging straight into my next interview here with the one and only Karen Lee Andrews. Now, on the 12th of November, there is a phenomenal, it's very great, four of Australia's most phenomenal female performers are performing on One Amazing Night, and it's at the Marrickville Factory. Marrickville Factory Theatre, I guess. I think so. Karen might be able to clear that up for me. How are you, Karen?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are a phenomenal performer and an artist in your own right.
Thank you.
Well, I think so. can you, but for those who don't know, can you tell me a little bit about your music, if you don't mind?
Oh, sure. So my name is Karen Lee Andrews, and I'm a soul blues singer and musician. I currently have some music out, so if you want to, you know, go and have a listen and sort of have a little peek at what I do before buying tickets to the show.
No, just buy the tickets. Buy the tickets. No, really, look, I think I know some of our listeners, at least a few, will be familiar with you. Now, is this the music you have out now? Is this in regards to Eden? Is that the EP?
Yeah, that's my new EP, Eden. EP? And we've just released that a couple of weeks ago now.
Brilliant. So can you tell me what your inspiration around Eden was?
Eden is my second EP. My yes. first one it was called Far From Paradise.
Yes.
And we started touring that around New South Wales and Victoria. And the two men that I work with, you know, are really supportive and very encouraging and just sort of helped me sort of discover and give me space to write new music. And we did it on the road even though we hadn't recorded it yet. And so it just sort of evolved into this beautiful new EP. And I've had a lot of support from many friends along the way. And it's become sort of a love child.
Love that. It's not often that you'd have the studio album, an EP be done that way, is it? So interesting way. Did it feel different from your first one, your first album?
I think the process was sort of similar, and they used to do that in the early days. They would write music and just tour it and then record it at some, you know, opportunity that they had. But so that was how, you know, a lot of the old school musicians did it, way back in the day. So,
it was doing it old school, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's right. And it was good, you know, because it just meant that when we did record it, you know, we didn't have to take so much time. We sort of knew what we wanted and what we wanted to hear, and so it sort of worked out.
So you have a Polynesian background. I can't pick exactly. Is there a specific area that you hail from?
I'm an Aussie, but my mother is Tongan and my father is from New Zealand.
Oh, well, I thought maybe I felt a little bit of kinship there. So in terms of the Polynesian background, do you incorporate that in your work as well?
I think the influence is always there in the background. Mm. I think it's just, you know, how I approach music. My mother's family are very religious, so I grew up singing in church a lot, and singing with other people was a big part of my childhood, and hearing a lot of reggae music and country music as well.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
A lot of Elvis, You know, that's all in there. And definitely that has a big hold on my approach to music.
And your band that you mentioned before, they're no mean feat, are they? They are not daisies on the wall. My metaphors are very off today, I apologise. But you've got Yanya Boston, who's previously worked with Tina Arena and Joy, and you've got Adam Ventura, who's also from Midnight Oil, worked with Midnight Oil before, and Shannon Stitt, is it? From the Beautiful Girls on the Keys. I mean, that's... with yourself, that's a lot of noise.
Oh yeah, yeah, we make a big noise.
Good.
And we do it very well. Good. And we do it tastefully, obviously, but yeah, it's always such a pleasure working with people who are, you know, artists in their own right. I think it's part of why we respect each other so much, and because we respect that space for each other. Mm-hmm. And, it's wonderful working with really good men as well.
Yes,
so,
yep.
Yeah.
Love that. And so how was it that you came to be part of the November Nights as well, November Night?
November Nights. Well, I know the very talented person who has organized the night.
Yep, that's him.
Her name is Abby. Yeah. And she's an advocate for women in music, and I think she, you know, within her resources and her power, she tries to advocate events and put events together in order to empower women in music and in many other industries as well, you know, marketing and graphics and...
Brilliant.
You know, whatever she can do to put a woman in there, she'll do it, you know, which is really amazing and beautiful. And, it's a great quality of hers. And, I'm very privileged to be a part of this event.
I'm personally looking forward to it. So, look, if I haven't sold it enough yet, but I feel like just seeing you guys alone is enough. But you've also got Mia Dyson, Nadine, and yep, Little Quirks are on. So, that is going to be an amazing night. Thank you so much for jumping on the show.
Thank you.
It's going to be a banger. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be awesome.
Brilliant, brilliant. And good luck until then. And just before I go as well, other than this, more shows coming up as well, more touring?
Other than November 9th in Sydney, mm-hmm. No, that's pretty much it.
Then
yeah, we'll be...
have to go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we'll be doing some more next year. But yeah, this will be it for this year.
Brilliant. I think you've got a website that people can head to if they need to know more about what's coming up. But thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
And good luck for the show and have some fun.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.